All right, so this week, the message is about ascending thoughts. This week we're talking about ascending thoughts. Now, this completely ties in with building our faith muscles. This completely ties into all that. You're going to start to see it as I begin to speak. I want to start out with a verse here. This is in Isaiah 55, and this is verse 8. And this is God speaking. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts." God is saying in this verse that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So our thoughts are on a different level than his thoughts. That means he sees things and does things and imagines things that we can't even imagine because we're on a different level than God. He's like way up there doing incredible things, and we're down here. Now, I want to continue on and read another verse here so we can start to understand this concept, because I want us to see how important it is to start to understand where God's thoughts are and what God's ways are, and notice where our ways are. Now, let's go into the second verse. Now, this is Romans, and it's chapter 8, and it's verse 5. This is Paul, of course, wrote this to the Roman church. Here we go. "For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." Now, you're going to recognize that verse if you were in Bible study this week, because that was the verse, or one of the verses that we were working on. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
All right. Now, so here Paul is talking about there are two minds. There's a carnal mind, and there's a spiritual mind. Now, the way to think about this, because sometimes I think we've got misunderstandings about the carnal mind, but, you know, God made it very clear for me, the carnal mind is a meathead. It's a head of meat. That's right. The spiritual mind is a light head. A head filled with light. Now, we all know that if you're carnally minded, if you're that meathead, you already know what that means. Because you've heard people say, that guy's a meathead. Right? You've used that term. That's what carnal minded is. You're not thinking the thoughts that are up there with God, spiritual-minded thoughts. You're thinking physical things. Here's the thing. God has created the world. He has created all the things of the world. He has created how it all works. And when we're working on a spiritual-minded, we have life and we have peace, as Paul said. Why? Because we're working in alignment with God. If we're working carnally minded, that physical or earthly minded man, we are doing everything backwards. We're doing it the exact opposite way of the way that it works. And it seems right to us when we're in our carnal mind. It seems like this is the way to do it. This is how it should work. Here's how it should come out. And so as a result of that, you try to figure it out. You try to think about it, but because your thoughts are lower than God's thoughts, because your ways are lower than God's ways, and because you're thinking with a carnal mind, it's always going to be backwards. It's always going to be messed up. It's never going to happen the way you want it to. Your life is never going to have what you want when you're working in that carnal mind. Think about it. That's a meathead. If you're a spiritual mind, though, if you have that mind of light, then you can think on the same level as God. You can have the higher thoughts. Let's go on, because I want to show you where that's coming from. I want to go to John chapter 3, and this is verse 30. This is John the Baptist speaking. Remember John the Baptist? Here he's speaking. He's speaking about Jesus. He says, "He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all, and he who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth." Now, John the Baptist is speaking, he must increase. He's talking about the Lord Jesus. He's saying, "But I must decrease." He's talking about himself. John the Baptist, Jesus said, was the greatest prophet of all of them. But he's saying, John is saying, I must decrease. Why? Because John the Baptist, as great a prophet as he was a carnal-minded man. He was an earthly man. He says, I spoke the things of the earth. I speak of the earth. He is speaking the things on that carnal mind. That's where his mind is. And that's as high as it could go. If we continue reading on, he who comes from above, he's talking about Jesus again. He who comes from heaven is above all. And we go to verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. He's talking about Jesus there. Jesus is a spiritual-minded person. He is speaking from a spirit mind. Why? Because he has got the words from God. He has got the thoughts from God. They have come down with him. He has come down from above. So he is not of the earth, speaking earthly things or, you know, meathead stuff. He is speaking the things that work on this earth. He is speaking the kingdom of God, and that is a spiritual mind. When you are speaking from a spiritual mind, then you are receiving God's thoughts. You are receiving God's ways. And now you're not doing it backwards. You're doing it the right way. You're doing it completely turned around. Now he says, now we can look at this not only as two people, but this is your life also. This is you, the individual. He says, he must increase. Or we could say, your spiritual mind must increase. And then he says, but I must decrease, talking about John the Baptist, but also could be speaking about your carnal mind. My carnal mind must decrease. My spiritual mind must increase. If I want my life not to be backwards, if I want it to have peace and love, then I need to use the spiritual mind, not the meathead mind, not the carnal mind or the flesh mind. I need to use that mind of light. It has to come down out of heaven. That's how we receive it. And when we receive Jesus, we receive his spirit. And that spirit is that mind. It is that. We start to receive it now. Because once we have the spirit, now our mind begins to be renewed. Let me go down a little further here, because I got more stuff. So let's finish that point on there, just to make sure it's clear. So in a personal way, you want to have your spiritual mind increasing. You want to have your carnal mind decreasing. That's what we want, because that's when we're going to get the peace and the love into our hearts. Now, let's read this. This is interesting too. Corinthians 15, and this is verse 47. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. The first man is Adam, who they're speaking of. Second man is Jesus from heaven. So let's read that again. Think about the first man. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. So in the beginning, when we started this journey on our life, we were the man of dust. Another way to say that is the carnal man. Another way to say that is the meathead. Okay? But we can bear the second image. Jesus, the second man, the image of heaven, he came down from heaven, he's speaking the words of God, he's speaking the words of truth, he's speaking the words of faith, he's speaking the words of the kingdom of God, he is speaking the words of light. He is speaking the words of power. And as he speaks these, we can become that man also. Because it says, as we have bore the image of the man of dust, we can also bear the image of the man of heaven. That heavenly image. And that's what you need. That's the journey that you are on. You are on a journey from becoming the first man to becoming the second man. You're going from being the first man to the second man. You're going from being the carnal-minded man to being the spiritual-minded man. You're going from being the image of just dust to the image of heaven. That's the transformation that you're going through right now. Let's go on to Romans 12:2. And it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, here Paul is speaking in Romans 12, 2 about renewing our minds. Renewing our minds. Let's go back to talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist had a certain message that he was giving. He was giving a message, but it was still an earthly message. Because remember, he said he was speaking from the earth. And what was the thing that he kept saying? Repent. He said, repent. What is repent about? The best image I always think of when I see repent is a U-turn. Think of a U-turn sign. It means turn around. It means change the direction from which you're going in. John the Baptist's message was change. You could say his message was change your mind. Because if you're thinking of going this way and you change your mind, you suddenly turn and go the opposite way. You have to change your mind to do that. So he was giving a message of getting them into the idea of changing their mind. And they were deciding to repent. They were doing an about face in their life. They were turning from being a carnal minded man to being a spiritual man. But there they are. They have done about face and now they're standing. They're standing facing the opposite direction, but they haven't begun marching yet. They haven't begun moving forward yet. Not until Jesus comes and Jesus begins to teach them how to walk in the Spirit. He begins to teach them the words of the kingdom. Now they've got their marching orders on how. Up to that point, John the Baptist was giving information on repent, change your mind, change your mind, change the direction of your life. You don't like the way you're doing everything backwards? Turn around. Let's start working with God and do it the right way. Let's do it the right way. That's what I want you to do. Say amen.
Amen.
And all of us have made that decision to turn around. A lot of people have made the decision to turn around, but a lot of them are still standing there because they haven't got to this point we're talking about in Romans 12, 2, about renewing the mind. When we receive, when we're baptized, and that's what John the Baptist was doing, he was baptizing them into that change of mind. They were saying, yes, I want to walk by the Spirit. I want to hear those high thoughts of God. I want to do that.
Amen.
But at that point, they just turned around. They still hadn't begun to move forward. So until that point, they were baptized. A lot of people have been baptized. They have done the about face. They're standing in a different direction. They have made a decision. I'm going to live not in a backwards way. I'm going to live in a forwards way. I'm going to live according to what God has said. I'm going to live according to God's thoughts and God's ways because they're higher than my ways. But they still haven't moved forward yet because they have not renewed the mind. You have received the Spirit, meaning baptized by the Spirit. Remember, John the Baptist was baptizing by water, but Jesus was baptizing by fire. Fire represents the Spirit of love. The Spirit of love from God coming upon a person. And once you receive that, now you've got to let that Spirit begin to work through you to renew the mind. Because the mind's got all kinds of crazy ideas. If we let that crazy-minded guy run, the carnal-minded guy run, we're still going to have a carnal life. Even though we said, no, I don't want to have that. I make a decision right now to be a part of God's kingdom.
Amen.
So we got to renew our minds. And that's why we're working on our faith campaign, building up our faith muscles and knowing the words that Jesus spoke so that we can have them in our hearts and so our mind can be renewed. We got to renew that mind so we can begin to think the way God thinks. God's ways are so far above our ways. God's thoughts are so high above our thoughts. A carnal-minded man cannot conceive, cannot even imagine in their wildest dreams the things that God can do. They can't imagine it. Yet, we want to renew our minds so we can see the possibilities. You got to know, when you're in the carnal mind, what happens? The carnal mind sees the problems. They see the lack. They see what can't be done. You hear them talk about it every day. Why this will be not done. Why I can't do this. Why I can't do that. Because they see problems. The spiritual mind sees solutions. The spiritual mind knows already, no matter what problem is facing me, God has already given me the resources to overcome this problem. I have the resources to overcome this problem. When you have a spiritual mind, you're a problem solver. Yeah. Jesus was a problem solver because he had a spiritual mind. Jesus never had a problem that he couldn't solve. Remember, he's out there, he's teaching to thousands of people, and suddenly they're all hungry, and they're out there in the wilderness, in the middle of nowhere. Kmart wasn't even close by. He saw that they were hungry. So he says to the disciples, hey, we should feed these guys. What do the disciples see? The disciples are still in an earthly mind. They're still in a carnal mind. They're still meatheads. What do they say? Well, we don't got no food to feed them, and we don't got enough money to pay for any food for all these people. They see a problem. They see we don't have the food. We see there's too many people. We see we don't have the money to pay for the food for all these people. That's the carnal mind. The spiritual mind, though, Jesus sees a solution. What did he see? He looks to see, what do we got? And he says to the disciples, what do we have? And the disciples says, hey, we got some bread and we got some fish. A few bread and a few fish aren't going to feed all these people, is what the carnal mind is saying. The spiritual mind knows God provided this and it's more than enough for all these people. And the spiritual mind takes action, begins to work, speak the words of the Spirit, works the works of the kingdom, and says, God, we thank you for this wonderful food. We bless it and we break it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And when they pass it out, everybody is fed.
Praise God.
They have 12 baskets left over. Woo! There is so much abundance that God has already given. The carnal mind's always going to see lack. The carnal mind is never going to see the solution because you're a meathead. But the spiritual mind, which is why we're renewing our minds so we can see the possibilities of what God has put before us, so we can see the solutions. Every single problem in your life today, God has already given you the solution.
Amen.
Every single problem. Say amen for this, people.
Amen.
Every single problem, God is giving you the solution. You don't have enough money? He's provided a way to get that money. It's sitting right there in front of you, and you can't see it because you're not seeing on his high-level thoughts. You're not seeing his way of doing it. You need to renew that mind, make that mind spiritual, fill it with the light, begin to speak the words of truth, and that problem will be gone. Your bills are too high? He's already got a solution for that. He's put it in your life. If you've got the Spirit of God, if you've invited Jesus into your heart, the solution is already there in your life.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. You want your business to grow. He's already given you the solution right now. He's already given you the way. You just have to receive it and see it on that spiritual-minded level. If you live like a carnal man, you're always going to be a meathead. You're always going to see the problem. You're always going to see lack. You're never going to have what you want. But my God, I'm telling you, my God has given you the solution. My God has given you the answers to every single problem in your life.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Why did Jesus walk on water? Why did Jesus walk on water? To get to the other side. To get to the other side is why Jesus walked on water. It was that simple. Jesus was praying. He sent the disciples went on ahead with the boat. They're out there in the middle of the water. He's ready to go to the other side. There's no boat. But when you got a spiritual mind, that's not a problem.
Right.
A carnal-minded man would have stood there and said, they left me here all by myself. I got no boat. How am I going to get to the other side now? I'm supposed to go over there and preach to somebody. But I ain't got no boat. You think I'm going to walk around this thing? Oh, it's going to take too darn long to go around this big body of water. I can't do that. They'd sit there complaining the next day as people walked by. Well, I was supposed to go to the other side, but my feet hurt. And it's too far. And I got no boat. Have you heard the carnal-minded man? Have you heard this guy? This is an earthly-minded person. These are speaking the words of the earth. Not you. Not you. Spiritual-minded man, Jesus, what does he do? Hey, I got to get to the other side. God speaks to him the words of heaven. Why don't you walk across the water? Okay. Out there, walking across the water, he took a shortcut, straightest The shortest distance is a straight line, and he goes straight across the water to get to the other side.
Amen.
Not a problem. When you're a spiritual-minded person, the solution's already been given. God has got that power, and he's given it to you. That is what God is pouring out upon you. You've got the solution. Now check this out. Would a normal carnal-minded man, earthly-minded man, think of walking on water? Could he conceive it? Could he imagine that it's even possible? I don't think so. Now think about this. When he gets close to the boat where the disciples are, they see him coming. And at first they get scared, but then they realize it's Jesus. What does Peter do? Peter says, hey, if you beckon me, I'll come down into the water too and walk on it. Now, I don't think Peter did this in a carnal-minded way. I don't think he said, wait a second, hold on. One second, Jesus, let me calculate this. Let's see. 1 foot distributes this much water times two. Oh, crap, I'm going to sink to the bottom. That is not how he walked on water. He saw Jesus walking on the water. He got excited. I believe he was jumping up and down with excitement like a child. Hey, Jesus, let me come out there too and walk on the water and play with you out there. Let me go out there and dance on the water. I think that's what Peter was saying. I think he got so excited in the spirit, and Jesus said, come on out here. Let's have a good time. And Peter jumped out there and began to walk on that water. I bet he was running and dancing and playing. He was having a great time out on that water because he was filled with that spirit. He was filled with that excitement. Say amen.
Amen.
Because it's when we praise God and when we get excited about it that we can now just jump into it. See, if you get the carnal minded, you're calculating. Calculations never come up correctly with the supernatural. Calculations never work out with God because his thoughts are way beyond the figures. They're way beyond all the calculations. You can't figure it out. But when you get excited, I believe Peter was like a child. Remember Jesus said, to enter into the kingdom of God, you got to be like a little child. And I believe at that moment, he was excited like a little child. He didn't think. He just said, I want to come out there and play on the water with you too, Jesus. Let me go. And he said, come on, bring it on. And they're out there dancing on the water and having a great time.
Amen.
And then Peter's carnal mind started to kick in because he saw a big wave. That's kind of scary there. And the fear began to speak to him. You can't do this. Let me do the calculations. You can't distribute that much water to walk out here. And he began to sink. The carnal mind will always figure out a problem. You can't do that. The spiritual mind has the solution. And the spiritual mind has the solution to all your problems. Jesus walked on water to get to the other side. It's that simple. Because that was the solution that God gave him. Nobody else would have thought of that unless they were spiritual minded and God was speaking the words of heaven to them too.
Amen.
But you have the Spirit of God within you.
Yes.
You have the solutions within you. Your mind has been renewed and you are walking with God.
Amen.
Meaning that all the things that God spoke to Jesus, he is speaking to you right now, and even greater solutions than those. He is speaking to you. I want to read this part, what Jesus said. This is John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The words that Jesus spoke, they're not just words on a page. They're spirit and they're life. When you receive the words of the Spirit, you are receiving the Spirit. You're receiving life. When you speak, receive those words out of heaven, those are the words of life that set you free.
Amen.
You are free when you receive those words. You are free to walk on water. You are free to solve all problems. There's nothing that can stand in your way. The words that Jesus spoke were the words of the Spirit. They were Spirit.
Amen.
And they were life. Receive that. And when you receive that, then all things are possible. As it says here, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
Amen.
Power. When you receive that Spirit, when you receive those words, you now speak power. You speak the power of solutions. The power of love can solve and overcome all things. When you begin to walk in that understanding with a renewed mind, your thoughts will be higher with God. God was not looking at us and looking down on us and saying,
My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Ha, ha, ha. My ways are higher than your ways. Ha, ha, ha.
Let's go on in that, because in Isaiah 55, this is a continuation. Here's what he says. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it.
Amen.
God is saying, he wasn't saying, I'm above you. He is saying, I'm going to send you my word. And his word is spirit. It's power. He sent that word in Jesus. He is the word. The word made flesh. Came down and spoke to you, the spirit. That's what you've got. And it was to, notice that, it will not come back void. That means when you put the Spirit to work in your life, it's not going to come back empty. It's not going to fail. He says, it will accomplish what I please. That means anything that you put the Spirit to work in, it will accomplish it. It will overcome it. It will solve the problem. You will be victorious because Jesus already won the victory. You are filled with the Spirit. Let me go on in this verse. Because there's more. Because this is what will happen when you begin to speak those words. They will come back to you in abundance. And this is Isaiah 55, verse 12. For you shall not go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth in singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to you the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I don't hear anybody praising. You missed it. You missed your chance to praise. Oh, man, you missed the whole thing. I'm going to have to go back and explain this to you. All right. Listen up carefully, because here's what's going to happen when you begin to use the words of the Spirit, the words of power that are going out. This is what God is going to do. He is saying, the mountains and the hills shall break forth in singing before you.
Praise God. Amen.
That means the mountains are the celestial heaven, the heaven of the highest, the heaven that corresponds to the love of God. The hills are the spiritual heaven, the heaven that corresponds to the love of man, loving your neighbor. He is saying that all of heaven will be singing praises.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have received the Spirit, and because you are working in the Spirit, they will be celebrating and clapping. Let's go on. See, it says here that, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Trees of the field are the spiritual beings. These are not just any trees. These are cypress trees. That means they're green, they're tall, they're beautiful. These are great spiritual beings. They are clapping their hands. They are cheering for what you're doing in the Spirit down here on earth. Because you have received that Spirit. That's why I'm saying amen. That's why this is awesome stuff. God is doing amazing things.
Amen.
I want you to know right now that all of heaven is behind you because it's God's plan. That God says his thoughts are higher, not to put you down, but to tell you that I have sent out my word. The word made flesh, Jesus. You have received that Spirit in your heart when you were baptized in the Spirit. You now have the words of power. You have the words of life and spirit. And when you speak them with a renewed mind, you will see the solutions. You will find the problems. It will all be overcome, and they'll be beyond anything you could possibly imagine.
Amen.
I want you to receive it right now.
I receive it.
Say that I receive it in my heart.
I receive it in my
soul.
I have a renewed mind.
I have a spirit of power.
I have a spirit of power.
I speak the words of God.
I speak the words of God.
And my thoughts are up there with God's thoughts.
My thoughts are up there with God's thoughts.
And my ways are up there with God's ways.
My ways are up there with God's ways.
I am a spiritual minded person.
I am a spiritual minded person.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Woohoo! Oh. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.